When It Doesn't Happen by Maria Fontaine.
If you have been struggling with long-term battles with your health and your healing seems to be nowhere in sight, it's natural to have some questions, as this woman did who wrote me. She said, "For many years I've had some rather serious afflictions. I've prayed desperately for deliverance and others have prayed for me. I'm still here and these haven't completely incapacitated me, and I thank God for this. Nevertheless, a number of these afflictions have continued to one extent or another, and at times it can be a challenge to hold on. Recently, a TFI brother with a fruitful healing ministry prayed for me. Still, no obvious physical healing has resulted. However, I know that as far as Jesus is concerned, the answer is on its way, and I'll see it in His time. But it can be disappointing when I see others getting miraculous healings, and I wonder, Lord, why not me? What's wrong when I pray fervently and I don't see it happen? And then recently when I was sitting on the edge of my bed and stretching my legs, suddenly a sharp pain shot up my legs to my lower back, and it spread to the upper part of my back. It was so painful that I couldn't move. I was in extreme pain and I was alone. I managed somehow to reach my phone and called a friend to pray for me. She prayed for me 3 times, yet the pain didn't subside. I held onto the edge of my bed, putting all my weight on it to try to push myself up, but I couldn't. It took all my strength to just lie back on the bed till someone could help me. For the first week or so, I couldn't find any comfortable position except lying flat on my back, and changing positions was extremely painful. All I could do was fight to survive. The second and third week went by, yet the healing and release from pain I was praying and hoping for didn't come, though the pain subsided a little and I was able to move a little more. Now, it's been a month, and I'm very thankful to the Lord for delivering me from most of that excruciating pain, but I still have pain in the left side of my lower back and my left leg. During that extreme pain, I could hardly even pray in words, but I knew He knew my heart and my prayer, so I just rested in His arms and trusted that His healing would manifest in the physical. I believe that God can heal instantly, but many times He doesn't. Why is that? I've come to the conclusion that this is where the Lord's will comes in. I don't think there is any specific formula for healing beyond having faith and trust, no matter what things look like in the moment. Of course, we need to do our part, but He sees the ultimate best for us and works with us to bring that result, whether or not in the moment we can see or understand how that works. I pray desperately every day, commanding the pain to leave and my body to be healed, and my husband also prayed for me daily. I praise the Lord for all the wonderful things He had done in my life and for what I knew He would yet do. I prayed in tongues. I asked the Lord to forgive me if there was anything I had done to cause it. But the pain didn't stop. It was a very slow process. I struggled with thoughts like, is there something wrong with me? Is it that I don't deserve His healing? What else can I do? I've tried to do everything I could think of, and still I'm not healed. The Lord comforted me with the thought that He is honored by our faith. Faith when we are in the midst of pain. Faith when our prayers are not being answered as far as we can tell. Faith when we don't see even a hint of victory. Yet we trust, counting on the Lord to do what He knows is best, and believing that He'll come through for us. The Lord values the qualities of faith, trust, endurance, perseverance, and patience. He uses those dark times to polish and strengthen these qualities. It surely has been a test for me. I was feeling weary and was not sure if I could take much more. But I can see now that through these times, He was helping me to grow. When the Lord heals people instantly, It's a great manifestation of His power in a very tangible way, especially to those who are unbelievers or still young in the Lord. But for us and others who've been serving the Lord for many years, maybe He sometimes delays His healing so that He can strengthen our relationship with Him in a deeper way. He knows that we're not going to give up or turn our back on Him. He wants us to hold on in these tests as we trust in His unfailing love. I believe it is God's will to heal, but maybe He's looking at a bigger picture, beyond today, beyond the moment, beyond the pain. I don't know why God doesn't always heal instantly. We probably won't get to see all the mysteries of His great plan and purpose, and all the reasons why God does and doesn't do things the way we think is best until we get to heaven. I think it is so important to keep an attitude of simple trust in Him and His deep love for us. That's really the core and foundation of our faith. The way God works in our lives is beyond understanding, as Peter said, God is God and we are not. I think the furnace of affliction is one of the most difficult places that God brings us through. I was being sorely tempted and tested, but I was also aware of His presence. I felt His grace and strength each day, and the overwhelming love He had for me, that pulled me through. I think the most important thing is that we know Him, love Him, trust Him, and need Him intimately in every way, situation, and circumstance. When you know how much He loves you and cares for you, you can be sure that His hand is on your life. You can trust that He's doing what He knows is best for you. In His time, the storm will pass. Maria, all I could say was bravo, well said. What a wonderful example of faith. Just like so many of you who have also endured long-term afflictions and continue to say, though He slay me, yet will I trust Him. I was so moved by this testimony that I asked Jesus for His perspective on the situation and how He looks at those who hang on, even when things don't happen the way we think they should. Here's what He said. My precious love, I know how these things that you endure and keep enduring can be wearying. My heart knows your every pain, every frustration, and every time some trouble doesn't pass and you have to hold on one more hour, one more day, one more week. I understand and my heart aches for you, but I also know that good will come from what is so difficult. It can be a struggle when you watch someone else receive healing, even when it comes from your prayers for them. Yet you must continue to carry your burdens. It is the greatness of your faith that makes you able to do this. When this happens, many times it is not that something in your faith or walk with me is missing. It's the opposite. It's because you have great faith that you are able to carry on in spite of more troubles, which enables you to help still more people. I could stop that process, but your life's mission on this earth would be incomplete. You have run so much of this race, so don't stop now. I will bring you over that finish line victorious. I will see you through these things to the unimaginable glories to come. You just have to trust me. I'm so proud of you for the way you have endured. Those things that linger demonstrate something wonderful about you. In the Bible, when Jacob fought the battle with the angel in order to claim the greater blessing, it resulted in his hip being injured. He broke free from his past and became Israel. Yet he limped for the rest of his earthly life. I could have healed him, but there was an important purpose in my not doing so. When you read the faith chapter, you get a hint of this when it describes him worshiping, leaning on the top of his staff. Can you imagine how many times he wished for his condition to change? but it was a reminder of how far he'd been willing to go to follow his God. He suffered many things, much grief, many times when he couldn't understand what seemed to devastate his life, like when his son Joseph's bloodied clothing was brought to him by his brothers, who claimed he'd been killed by a wild beast. Hope almost died in his grief, but he held on. He faced many times of great suffering and had to still cling to my promises by faith, even when he couldn't see any end to it. He was a picture of faith, the man with a broken heart, an unhealed body, refusing to allow anything to come between him and his God. My promises, like that staff, were all he had at times to uphold him. His faith gave him the strength to praise me and to peer into the future to the time when I would make all things right. You have that kind of great faith, whether you see or feel complete deliverance from the troubles and afflictions in this life or not. You know that we are always walking together. I know what each person can bear. Many times I allow those of great faith to face troubles or afflictions that continue or are only partially healed. Look at virtually every great person of faith, and you'll see troubles and hardships that they continue to face, sometimes for their whole lives on earth. But their determination gave them the strength to brave the winds and hardships of this life, and they became examples that have encouraged so many. Your life has been an ongoing example of this to so many. The many trials and afflictions that you have suffered have made you wiser. Whether you feel this way or not, you stand as a powerful testimony of faith. You've overcome because you've remained true, faithful, and close to me. Keep up the fight. Nothing that tries to come against you will be able to withstand my power through your bond with me.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.